everything is a co-creation. Many years ago, the mother of one of my closest friends was killed in a bizarre auto accident. On the freeway down in Pasadena, some swell kid tossed a boulder from the overhead crosswalk, sending it crashing through the window on the passenger side, killing Mrs. T instantly. Seems like one of those awful coincidences, doesn't it? Rotten luck. Bad roll of the dice. No, none of the above. It was a co-creation. Like any accident or illness or calamity, it had been a long time cooking vibrationally. Mrs. T had been operating with a closed valve for many, many years, smiling sweetly and chatting pleasantly while being deeply resentful of life's dealings. How did it happen? Well, let's say on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being a wide open valve, Mrs. T's life of worry had caused her to emotionally vibrate at a destructive 4 for some time. On the other hand, the young lad had only a few years of feeling inferior to his peers and grossly angry at life, yet so strong were his feelings and therefore his magnetic attraction, he too had reached that same destructive 4. All right, their courses were set. Sooner or later, he was going to meet up with another 4 that was flavored with the same vibrations of unworthiness. She had attracted her destiny. He had attracted his. You see, someone or something need only match you in frequency and the attraction begins. Now, which one, meaning which event or person or circumstance, will get to you first? Well, the one with the strongest intensity. And you will keep on attracting and merging and attracting and merging and attracting and merging until you get so tired of the gloomy game, you eventually check out like Mrs. T did. Or you finally wise up and change your frequency. Disaster, cataclysm, mishap, or disease, the brew of negative emotion that has perked over time to cause these happenings has come from an amalgamation of negative vortexes joining forces to form an electromagnetic attraction so strong that ice forms on the wings of a plane to bring it down, or brakes fail in a bus to careen it over a cliff, or a firestorm uproots what otherwise appears to be totally contented lives. If we are living with our connection to that life force cut off, sooner or later something's gonna sock us like a car, a flood, a train, or a tornado. Did you ever wonder why a tornado will hit one house and leave the next? Now you know. Well, I could go on, but it's kind of valve closing to dwell on all this stuff. My point is that nothing but nothing but nothing comes to us by accident. Not our lotto winnings, not our new loves, not our illnesses, not a freak of nature, not an accident. They've all been drawn to us electromagnetically by our feelings and our vibrations. Nothing in our world ever has or ever will come to us except by our own vibrational invitation. You have only to find your joy. Find your joy. And that open valve vibration will instantly override years of gloom and doom. You might have a little fender bender, but that's all it's going to be. No big deal. Or maybe you'll have a little cold. No big deal. Just small reminders that you still have some resistance to the frequency of well-being. And so, who are the main attractors? We are, always. It's our feelings. No one is doing it to us. If we're attracting negatively, it's because we're vibrating negatively, drawing some other thing or someone into our space in the timeless dance of co-creation. The bottom line to all of this is that we simply have no damn business being sick, being in accidents, getting old, or even dying for that matter. But as we routinely turn off our wellness switch to block ourselves from their source of life with negative emotion, something's bound to happen. So you might want to watch how you're expressing yourself. If you're saying, I want to be well, but your dominant vibration is saying, help, I don't want to be sick, which way are you attracting? What are you focusing on? If you're sick and saying, by God, I'm going to beat this thing, I'm going to win this battle, from that position of defensiveness, what are you focusing on? Now, granted, the primary vibrations of mass consciousness are all around us, an endless, grimy exhaust of powerfully negative energy which we do allow to govern us, knocking us about like a ship in a storm without its rudder, and usually making for a pretty rough ride. Now, that does not have to be. You don't ever have to be a victim to mass consciousness or to any one person's negative energy. Not your doctors, your families, your friends, your lovers, or the groups around you. Just state your wants every day. Write, or preferably speak, new scripts about your body, your health, your looks, your life, and pretend. Now, not only will your body joyously respond, but there will be no more accidents. Is it easy? No. It's not the least bit easy to switch focus away from a roaring illness or pain or unwanted weight. But you can talk yourself down a little bit at a time. You can open that valve a little bit at a time and reverse your body's direction. A little at a time at first, until nothing else in your world matters. Nothing. Not your body, your family, your old doubts. Only your focus on being happy. That, in the final analysis, is what health and well-being are all about.